Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I have to admit, I have become probably the biggest hypocrite on the face of the planet Earth.
Hmm.
I used to hate people with little dogs. Just in general.
Hmm.
Humans who have small dogs used to like, Paris Hilton was the first one where I was like, that's not a pet. That's an accessory.
Yeah.
You're a jerk. And I especially hate them. Like one time I got to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and there was this large man who carried around a little duffel bag that he zipped the end off and his dog would come out by the pool.
Oh.
And like, I just, something about that, like the dog doesn't want to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Right.
The dog doesn't want to be on a plane.
Or an accessory.
But now that I have a little dog, I think I want to bring my little dog everywhere.
Hypocrite.
Me too.
How do you know?
Moxie will not let me leave the house when I take Mia to school. She sits by the door by where her harness is and sits there. She's on my lap across my, I am the driver that I hated. Because there's a dog on my lap distracting the living crap out of me the entire time I drive.
Mm.
Every time I take Mia to school. You can't tell me Moxie didn't like it. You babysat Moxie.
I buckled her in the passenger seat so she couldn't get into my lap, as you're supposed to do.
I don't have the buckle.
You don't even have.
Yeah, you do. You
what?
Have the two.
I lost them.
Oh my gosh.
We took her to a park and then I left them at the park.
Hmm.
I remembered her leash, so then I can just hold her. I still have the harness.
You don't get to fly with Moxie though.
That's
because no one should be flying with their dog.
No, this next year Bella is going to be a traveler. I've decided. This is how it's going
to
happen.
I actually have the four tips on how to set your dog up. You know what your problem is, Steve?
What's that?
You have dated and or slept with flight attendants.
Yes.
And so you're on their side. But they're not really put off by dogs, are they?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What?
Are they really?
If your dog's not stowed underneath the seat in front of you where it's supposed to be stowed, it's an issue.
They have to be.
It's a dog. You don't stow a dog.
Yeah, you do. It's cargo.
It's alive.
Cargo.
So I understand a little bit where he's coming from, because the whole emotional support animal thing really got out of hand.
Yeah.
But now, no matter what, even if they are emotional support, they have to be in a carrier under the seat in front of you.
And that's all there.
Even during the flight?
During the flight, yes.
Hold on.
You can't
pull. I have to shove my laptop under the seat. Then once we take off, I can get my laptop out.
Yep.
Why can't I get my pet out?
I know. That's the part that's stressing me out, because I know Bella would be fine. Like, I could baby Bjorn her up, strap her in, and she'd be like a cuddly little
100%.
Cocoon against me and totally fine. Being in a carrier there, she's going to be looking at me like, what the hell is happening?
Moxie would bark the entire time until I took her out.
Well, you got to give her some stuff to help, too.
Half that's a Benadryl also, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like some puppy Xanax.
Yeah, the dog doesn't want to go in the car, doesn't want to go on the plane so bad that you're like, oh, you just got to drug them.
Right. Well, how about not bring them?
They want to be with you, though.
Yeah.
So other than that, then they get...
Or you could hire a trustworthy dog sitter.
Yeah, I tried that, but she did a bunch of TikToks in my house. And like, just assuming that I don't have access, which I don't. But like, my buddy Chad would be like, my daughter just showed me this. This looks like it's in your garage. And I'm like, oh my God, Aaron's doing TikToks with Moxie in my garage. Like, you gotta not do that.
Why are we flying? It's not like your pet, you're gonna get off a plane, pet goes, oh, we're in Florida now. This is awesome. This isn't where it's at. It just.
But you're assuming that the pet, like, what is different is the pet wants to be with me. Like, well, the pet doesn't care. I'm going to stop calling it the pet. You know what you've done? You've taken the narrative. you got me to talk about her in like third person. Moxie is a person, and Moxie wants to be with me. So if I went to Florida, I would never. That's too far.
That's too far. Yeah, we're talking quick 2-hour flight.
Arizona. Ooh,
yeah.
Just a little. Like not Vegas.
Right.
Because Vegas would
like,
suck.
Yeah, like California. Yeah. Like okay.
2-hour max.
I'm gonna go. I want to go to Yosemite. So I would love to take Bella with me. I feel like she would have. It's nature. She would have fun. It'd be cool. I want to bring her with me.
Why can't we just leave it back here? And we got nature. There's grass. I see it right here.
But you understand the trauma? Like you've never felt this. You don't know what it's like. And I would miss this part. But when you come back from a trip. Your dog is so happy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because they thought you were dead that whole time.
And who's going to feed me? They didn't care about you.
No. Bella protests when I'm gone. 100%. She will not eat. No 100%. Matter who I leave her with. She grew up with my parents. I leave her with them. She will not eat when I'm gone.
So Bella needs to go with Amber on trips.
Okay, so you guys are doing this for you, or are you doing it for the pet, or are you doing it for both?
Both.
Here's what happened. The other thing that makes me mad is T-Hax sitting over there, not saying much, but giving the raw fist every time you talk. Yeah! Because you used to love your stupid dogs, and then you had a kid, and now you're like, meh.
I've flown with them before, too.
And?
It was the most anxiety I've ever had on a flight, because I was so aware of other people around me, and they were in the little carrier under the seat in front of them, but the whole time... I was just afraid they're going to go to the bathroom. They're going to start barking. It's going to be... I've been more nervous with the pets than with my son. And he's, like, cried on planes before.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the son is like, oh, you can't help it. But the dog, everyone's like, what are you doing? Like, you should have left him at home. But the baby, they accept you have to bring it.
My problem is I don't think Moxie would adjust. If she had to be under there the whole time, she'd lose it. So I'd have to drug her. So then what do dry runs? Like drug her with a half a Benadryl and drive her around the neighbor? Like it just try to find her dosage?
And all this for why again? Because you can't bear to be away from Moxie for 3 days. Or no, as you phrase it, Moxie can't bear to be away
from Moxie doesn't want to be away. Amber's not wrong. Bella will, Moxie, if I'm gone, will not eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Mondays, Mia is at home with Moxie, and she's like, I have to wait. I cannot leave the house until she's eaten, and then she won't eat again until I get home.
Can you take a train? I mean, there's Amtrak, there's bus. Ride the dog.
I don't have to suck to be a loser.
Because I might be flying on that airline.
Yeah, Steve, we all see you at the airport a lot.
The last flight I was on, they made an announcement before the flight took off. They go, where are all the pets? If you have a pet on board, please raise your hand. And so there were like 8 pets or whatever that raised their hand. And I swear you could hear the flight attendant go, just as like not quite off mic.
All right, I won't take it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.